Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Check the post for Husker Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, it sure appears that Nebraska's relationship with the Big Ten Conference, it's in the middle of some deep, deep marriage counseling. In fact, Nebraska football and Nebraska athletics could potentially be entering the transfer portal soon. Of course, this is all in good fun, but it might be more realistic than we think. Now, the transfer portal comment, I cannot take credit. That was at HuskGuys on Twitter, so credit to him. That was, if you've ever criticized the transfer portal, and we do end up leaving the Big Ten, you can't say a whole lot now. But anyways, I'm joking. Let's talk what if, okay? Because Big Ten Conference is not having football this fall, which most likely means, even though they say postponed to spring, it most likely means football is just canceled altogether. Nebraska wants to play football. I've been very vocal about that. And as of right now, okay, the Big 12 has said that they want to play football. All right, they're going to try to play football this fall. So what if, ladies and gentlemen, Nebraska went back to the Big 12 Conference? Okay, now if we leave and we do anything like this, we cannot go back to the Big 10. All right, now let's try to be realistic about this. The Big Ten Conference makes a lot of money. Nebraska's made a lot of money since they joined the Big Ten Conference. Now, the past couple seasons alone, obviously this is a COVID season or whatever you want to call it, but the past couple seasons prior to this, Nebraska's made over $50 million each of those past 2 years. And that's only expected to increase over time in the Big Ten Conference. The Big Ten signed a new TV deal recently. And if you just look at the first year of that TV deal, in 2018, they made, as a conference, nearly $759 million in revenue. That's more than any other conference has ever made in history. That same year, the SEC, the NFL of college football, made $660 million. Not chump change, but a lot less. You look at the Big 12 itself, they made $374 million. That's less than half of what the Big Ten made. All right. Now, I don't care about money. It's easy for me to say, who cares? College football is big business. We got to keep that in mind. But I don't care. So let's chat about this show. Because I do think the potential of going to the Big 12, I do think it is there. I think it's a legit possibility. Michael Wilbon on PTI all but told Nebraska to get out. All right. He's a Northwestern alum. Michigan grad and Heisman Trophy winner Desmond Howard said if he was the Big Ten, he'd be looking for a reason to kick Nebraska out. Now, I'll be honest with you, full disclosure, in case you've forgotten, I'm a former Big 12 guy. I grew up watching the Big 8, watching the Big 12. I played in the Big 12. Ever since we joined the Big Ten, I've always felt like we were a Big 12 team masquerading as a Big Ten team. Look at what Scott Frost's offense is right now. It's a freaking Big 12 offense, all right? Now, if we did go back to the Big 12, what if we would renew a lot of old rivalries? Nebraska fans been wanting to play those old Big 8 teams. We could play the old Big 12 teams because we'd be in the Big 12 where a lot of those teams are. And maybe most importantly, it has hurt us not being able to recruit in Texas like we used to ever since we've left the Big 12. Recruiting would absolutely be helped if we did this. Now, obviously, we want to play football this fall as much as we possibly can, and that's the driving force behind this. But there are other reasons this could make sense as well. Now, what if we did? What if we did go to the Big 12? All right, here's what the Big 12 currently looks like with 10 teams. Again, that math will never get me. Never makes sense to me. We got Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, and for some reason, West Virginia. Now, if Nebraska left and joined, all right, we'd have 11 teams. For this fall, it'd be perfect if we were able to play. We'd have 10 conference games ready, right there, ready to play. And the top two teams could play in the Big 12 championship game. Remember, though, if we leave the Big 10, we can't go back. All right. Now, what about going forward? All right. If you can't go back, you're staying in the Big 12. 11 teams is kind of a weird and an odd number. Because in a normal football season, when you have 12 games and you have three or four non-conference games, you can't play everybody in your conference. Okay, so you can't play everybody, yet you don't have enough for two separate divisions. And we know college football likes, all right, 12, 14-team conferences with two equal divisions, all right? And the two division champs play in the conference championship game. Now, you could, even if you had 11 or 12 teams, have the top two teams play with no divisions at the end of the year in the championship game, but college football has proven that's not what they like to do. They like two separate divisions with equal teams in them, if at all possible. So here are some other possibilities of how we could get to 12 teams. in the Big 12. That math makes a lot more sense. I will never stop making that joke. All right, what about Colorado? I don't think they're in love with the Pac-12. I think the Pac-12 looks at them like a doormat. I know they haven't been great lately. Obviously, they beat us the past couple years, but they're geographically, it makes sense. We have a rivalry with them. They were obviously in the Big 8, in the Big 12 for a long time. All right. And the Pac-12, if Colorado left, they could easily replace them with Boise State or BYU. So here's how that conference could potentially look in those two divisions. In the Big 12 South, Texas, TCU, Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, very similar to the old Big 12 South. All right, in the North, it could be Nebraska, Colorado, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, and West Virginia. That's one option. There's multiple options here. Another option could be, and don't hate me when I throw this out there, Iowa. Now, this is obviously driven by the fact that Iowa wants to play football this fall. They've come out and said, and well, they voted to play football. They haven't been as vocal as we have. Geographically, it makes sense. They would have built-in rivals. Iowa State's already in the Big 12. Nebraska, we have a little bit of a rivalry that's been forming. Now, I don't think this is going to happen. I'll be honest with you. I just don't. All right. Iowa's been in the Big Ten Conference ever since 1899. I just don't think it's going to happen. But it's a possibility. All right? And if we can't play anybody else and Iowa wants to play football, I'll be the 1,000,000th person to make this joke. We could do a best of 7 series with them this year. We could do best out of 11. Play them 11 times and see who wins. Never been done before. I just... kind of. All right. So that Big 12 North could potentially look like this. If Iowa joined Nebraska, Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, and West Virginia. There are other options. We could get BYU. We could get Boise State. Doesn't seem likely to me. But if we did join the Big 12, here's my top three options in no particular order. Nebraska joins. Okay. We have 11 teams. Obviously, this fall, like I said, it works out perfectly. Everybody plays everybody. Top two teams rematch at the end of the year. Going forward, if you have 9 conference games and 3 non-conference games, like a typical year, you wouldn't play everybody, but the top two teams could play in the Big 12 championship game, much like they do right now. But unlike right now, where there's an extra team, you wouldn't be guaranteed a rematch every year. Maybe you'd have one, maybe you wouldn't. All right. The next top option in my mind, not necessarily in order, but just another top option, is Colorado joins. You go to two divisions, the two division champs meet in the Big 12 championship game every year. Same exact thing, option 3, same exact thing, but instead of Colorado, it's Iowa. Okay. Now, I thought about Missouri as well. I just don't think they're going to leave the SEC. There's no other realistic options that I could think of. Maybe I've missed some. Let me know if there's some other option as far as us joining the Big 12 and what that could potentially look like. I may actually prefer option number 1. And I know I said having 11 teams is kind of an odd number. It literally is an odd number. But I like the idea of the top two teams, regardless of divisions, being able to play at the end of the year. The only thing I don't like is not everybody's going to play the same teams in their conference, and that affects your conference record. And if you got a stronger schedule versus weaker, but all the conferences do it right now anyway. Crossover games make no sense in the Big Ten. One year it's really weak. One year the crossover games are really tough. I will say this. If we did join the Big 12, and this is what if, all right, I'm having fun here today, although it might be more realistic than even I thought of, you know, even a couple days ago. One contingency I would want is that we play Oklahoma every year. I don't care if we're two divisions with 12 teams, 6 teams in each division. Look at the SEC. Okay, they have mandated crossover rivalries every year. All right, Florida from the East always plays LSU from the West. All right, Georgia from the East always plays Auburn from the West. The third Saturday in October, Tennessee from the East always plays Alabama. But if we have 11 teams, you could easily just mandate, instead of 12, you could just mandate we play Oklahoma every year no matter what. That would be phenomenal. All right, what do you think? What did I miss? Am I crazy? Am I out of my mind? How realistic is this? How do you think it would look if we joined the Big 12? How do you think it should, and how would you want it to look? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I still feel like we're living in a freaking movie. This is crazy. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the pound.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.